from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Saul Gonzalez, and this is the California Report. A piece of legislation that could radically change the state's gig economy has been approved by the California Senate 29-11. It's now on its way to the state assembly for expected approval. The bill, known as AB 5, would give independent contract workers, think drivers for companies like Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash, employee status. That would make the workers eligible for minimum wage protections and health care insurance. But gig economy companies loathe the legislation, arguing AB 5 would damage their business models and give workers less freedom to work where and when they want to. Governor Gavin Newsom has signaled he'll sign the bill into law when it comes to his desk. In related news, the ride-hailing company Uber is laying off more than 400 workers. The new layoff round follows the dismissal of 400 Uber employees over the summer. My California Report co-host Lily Jamali has been looking into this and joins me now. So, Lily, do we know how many of Uber's just announced job cuts will happen here in the state?
Hey, Saul, we don't know at this point. Uber is based here in San Francisco, but they're not sharing which cities or states these layoffs are happening in. They did confirm with us that most of these 435 jobs were in the U.S. These were full-time positions on their product and engineering teams. An Uber spokesperson telling TechCrunch, which broke this story, that the company is looking to reset how they work day to day. But Uber is up against some pretty serious headwinds. Their earnings have disappointed investors. And of course, AB5, which you just talked about, the bill that the state Senate just passed, making it harder to classify their drivers as contractors, that's been key to Uber's business model, and it could be taken away by the time this week is over. Saul?
Thanks, Lily. That's the California Report's Lily Jamali. Now to health care and transgender rights. A hysterectomy is an operation done to remove a woman's uterus. Justices for a California appeals court heard arguments Tuesday in the case of a Catholic hospital that refused to do the procedure on a transgender man. KQED's April Domboski explains.
It was 2 days before Evan Minton was scheduled to have a hysterectomy. The nurse from Mercy San Juan Medical Center near Sacramento called to go over pre-op instructions. Minton told the nurse he's transgender.
And then the next day they canceled my surgery.
Minton was devastated.
Because it was based on who I am, and I had struggled for years and years and years to come to terms with who I am. It hit me to my core.
Dignity Health, the hospital chain that runs Mercy, said doing the surgery would contradict its Catholic beliefs. It said Minton was ultimately able to get his surgery 3 days later at a non-Catholic hospital. No harm done. And the lower court agreed. But Elizabeth Gill with the ACLU says that was a mistake. She says sending a trans man to another hospital for care is just as illegal as requiring Black people to drink from a separate water fountain. Plus, what if there is no other hospital?
Although Dignity Health as a corporation happens to have a non-Catholic hospital in Sacramento, it doesn't in most parts of the state.
Gill says the moment Minton was denied care, that's discrimination. Lawyers for Dignity say this is not gender discrimination. It's religious observance. The hospital says it's bound by Catholic directives on care, which oblige it to preserve the functional integrity of the human body. The appeals court has 90 days to issue its ruling. For the California Report, I'm April Domboski.
Trump administration has taken an interest in the city's homeless crisis. This week, White House staffers and officials from various cabinet departments were in L.A., touring Skid Row and talking to homeless activists. The Washington Post reports the administration is looking at using federal resources to get people off the streets and into shelters in federal facilities. L.A. officials are deeply skeptical of the Trump administration and say it could all just be a publicity stunt. Meanwhile, Los Angeles is considering a controversial plan that would bar homeless people from sleeping in many places in the city, including near parks, schools, and childcare centers. These restrictions would cover about 25% of the city's total area. Yesterday, I talked about why homeless people set up camps where they do in Los Angeles with Robert Drusiga. He's part of a group of homeless people who live in LA's Echo Park.
But why here, first off? Why make camp here out of all the places you can go in LA?
Same reason that citizens like it here, us homeless people like it here too. It's safe, it's clean, it's nice, it's a nice place to be.
I don't know if you've heard about, there's a proposal to restrict where people can camp in Los Angeles. How would that affect you?
Well, that'll criminalize me again. And just generally, I don't think it's necessary. I mean, we don't occupy that great an area of Echo Park. We try to police it ourselves. We try to clean up after ourselves. And we generally try to cooperate and be helpful to the neighbors.
So if you couldn't pitch your tent in or near a park and lots of other kinds of places in L.A., the direct impact on your life would be what?
It would be awful. It would mean that I couldn't do some of the things that I'm doing right now to get off the streets. You know what I mean? Like part-time work or going to some of the organizations like Homeless Healthcare that are helping me get off the streets. You know, when you take away stability, you take away, you know, opportunity.
And then finally, if you were offered a place to stay, a place that was clean and livable, would you take it versus being here?
Right now.
Right now.
Right now. Yeah.
Again, that was Robert Drusico, who's been living the last 3 months in a tent in L.A.'s Echo Park. There's a bill in the state legislature that would ban the manufacture and sale of new fur products in California. Animal rights activists say the business is cruel, but furriers argue they're being unfairly targeted, as KCRW's Benjamin Gottlieb reports.
Daniel Wachtenheim sifts through a rack of vibrantly colored fur coats at his shop in downtown Los Angeles.
This is sable, golden sable, and this mink is golden mink.
His wholesale and repair business is part of a roughly $300 million industry in California. But Democratic Assemblymember Laura Friedman, who represents parts of Glendale and Burbank, says the industry is inhumane.
With the more traditional fur animals like mink and fox and coyote, those animals are not being used for anything except for their fur. It's the only reason that they're being taken out of the wild and slaughtered.